In the Democratic bastion of Detroit, winning the August 3rd party primary is tantamount to winning the general election. But Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick is struggling to retain her seat. As WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, Kilpatrick's biggest problem is not her legislative record, it's her name.
In Detroit the past few years, the name Kilpatrick has been repeatedly connected to courtrooms and scandal. Former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is in prison and facing a federal indictment. Even in May, when his mother, seven-term Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick, launched her bid for re-election at a Detroit union hall, the announcement came only 2 months after she'd testified before a federal grand jury on a topic she would not discuss publicly. But her weariness from the continuing stream of charges involving her family name was apparent at the opening of her campaign.
You know, you never know what God has in store for you. And when I want to quit, they always say, no, you can't quit. Just keep on going. A lot of my best friends are retired. And they still tell me, no, we need you there. And I'm here to fight one more time.
Yet in the media scrum following her announcement, and at almost every news event since then, the first question centered less on her work than on allegations facing her son.
What do you think will happen when he goes back to court later this month?
I thought this was about are we finished talking about the job that I'm running for? If we are, thank you very much for coming. And again, I'll be running hard. I'll keep a positive race. And I'm praying for my son, and I hope that you guys will too.
The Congresswoman's flamboyant son was forced from the mayor's office in 2008 after perjuring himself about an affair with his chief of staff. He was sent to prison in May for violating probation and, while incarcerated, was indicted by a federal grand jury on 19 counts of fraud and tax evasion. Congresswoman Kilpatrick has never been implicated in any of the charges against her son, but the allegations typically frame debates here. At this lunchroom candidate speech in a Detroit senior center, one of Kilpatrick's opponents, Hanson Clark, is stumping for votes. Clark says Detroit needs jobs, and they won't appear amid the scent of scandal.
Because the image of the region is tainted by Detroit's reputation of being represented by arrogant, corrupt, self-serving politicians. Businesses don't want to locate here because they can't trust the city because of the politics. By electing me, I can change the image so that we have a fresher one that will attract jobs and investment here.
But the seniors in the lunchroom, munching on food provided by the Clark campaign, have decidedly mixed feelings. Detroiter Ikey Frazier notes that Kilpatrick is the only member of the Michigan delegation on the powerful House Appropriations Committee and says the Congresswoman's guided federal dollars to the cash-strapped city. And yet, Frazier says, it all seems for naught.
It doesn't make any difference anymore. She's been dimmed by her son's actions because people might think she's inclined to do what he did. And I really don't think she is.
The former mayor's legal troubles are a legitimate issue for lunchmate Ella Dunmore. Mixing metaphors, she says birds may leave the nest, but bad apples don't fall far from the tree.
So when they step out into the world, they're representing what you have taught them. Like I say, I don't see a lot of positive.
Congresswoman Kilpatrick barely retained her seat in the Democratic primary 2 years ago. This time, her path to re-election is blocked not just by her opponents, but by fresh media images of her son in court, dressed in an orange prison jumpsuit and facing new federal charges. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
This is NPR.